USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's postponing a nationwide immigration sweep to deport some undocumented people living in the U.S., including families. He's now said he wants to give lawmakers 2 weeks to work out some border solutions. Brent Wilkes is Senior Vice President for the Hispanics Foundation.
I mean, it's no accident that he announced his re-election campaign this week, and this is also the same time that he announces some type of massive crackdown on immigrants that will deport millions of people. Sounds a lot to me like campaign rhetoric and not really much of a serious strategy from Homeland Security.
The president's decision came after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had phoned him, asking him to call off the operation. Administration officials also tell the Associated Press Immigration and Customs Enforcement was concerned that some details that were leaked to the media could jeopardize its agents. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
In Salem, Oregon, the Capitol is closed due to a possible militia threat from GOP protesters as a walkout by Republican lawmakers over landmark climate change legislation drags on. Republican state senators fled the legislature, some even fled the state, to deny the majority of Democrats enough votes to take up the climate bill, which would dramatically reduce fossil fuel emissions by 2050. This would be the second program of its kind in the nation after California if it passes. Governor Kate Brown dispatched the state police to round up the rogue lawmakers, but none of them appeared in the Capitol on Friday. A team of federal crash investigators are in Hawaii to figure out why a plane carrying skydivers crashed, killing 11 people.
Air 1, assist Battalion 4, Battalion 5 with a downed aircraft. This is near Mukulikia Beach Park on B-5 Factory at 1841.
The audio from Broadcastify.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A longtime supporter and advisor to President Trump is back in the news, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
In a new court filing, federal prosecutors are alleging that longtime Trump associate Roger Stone violated his gag order in his criminal case with recent social media posts. Stone was subject to the judicial order barring him from commenting about matters involving the Russia investigation and his own criminal trial. At issue are posts that Stone started making a few days ago, including a message asking why several major news organizations didn't cover a recent filing his lawyers made, arguing that the government did not independently verify that Russian operatives hacked the Democratic National Committee in 2016. And in two of the posts, Stone tagged multiple media outlets. The court papers also reference a now-deleted Stone Instagram post on June 2nd, showing a picture of former CIA Chief John Brennan with a message, "This psycho must be charged, tried, convicted, and hung for treason." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president says he'll formally nominate current Army Secretary Mark Esper to be the new Secretary of Defense. This comes only a few days after the abrupt resignation of Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. He would be replacing ex-Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who has been gone since January 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.